Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T. Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome, welcome everyone. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are broadcasting today live from Toronto, Canada, as always. And we have prepared for you an amazing show. We have a fantastic guest with us right now, all the way from beautiful Chicago, one of my favorite places in the United States. And well, before but I bring my amazing guest on, which has a lot to talk about within regards to the movie and podcast and radio industry, well, I love to take a couple of minutes of your precious time in order to thank you and in order to applaud you. Yes, because without you, everyone, this show could not be possible. We have over 10,000 listeners worldwide. If it's not now, this show is recorded, so we have listeners that log in later on and listen to our recorded show. I want to also stress that today in Canada is a holiday, and we are celebrating Family Day. So this is a brand new holiday that, if I'm not mistaken, it's been going on for the last 3 years in Canada. And well, I always broadcast my radio show Monday to Fridays anyway. So today, if I don't have a live show, I would have a repeated show or a show that has been recorded a while ago. But today, we are home. We are celebrating Family Day with my family. So a happy Family Days for all of us Canadian that are spending our time home with our family, or they're having their activities. There's tons of activities throughout Canada, throughout our provinces, with activities for the kids, activities for the family. And it's really a nice day to remember that family is important, that we need to value those things that are really money can't buy, those things, those values that are only given within our family. Try to give attention to your kids. I know that our lives are crazy. We have things going on. We have jobs. We have businesses. We have careers. We're an entrepreneur. We're inventor. We're musicians. I mean, the list goes on. But one thing that is important, and this is a day that Canada has basically given us to stop and think, you know, family is important. There is no value. There is no monetary value in that. And it is need to be taken attention. So happy, happy Family Day for all of you Canadians.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
I also would like to stress and thank the Think and Grow Rich Foundation here in Canada. I was able to be part of an amazing workshop. There is several levels, and I'm doing level 3. Basically, what this is learning the teachings of Napoleon Hill. Some of you are being exposed to the Think and Grow Rich book, but it's incredible how much you need to study, how much you need to go back to that book and really relearn and have a recap how important fears are in your life. It's amazing how this weekend, it reminded me that we, all of us, have many fears and fears within ourselves. All the what if I'm not good enough, what if my radio show is not reaching different places, what if I make a fool of myself, all of those what if, and we stop ourselves from doing the things that we really want to do in life. So if you haven't heard, you that have just tuned in right now and you don't know about that book, please make sure that it's part of your library, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill here in Canada and the States. There is the Napoleon Hill Institute, and there was workshops. There's about 10 levels, and I was privileged enough to do level 3 yesterday. And again, it was an amazing reminder how important how our fears stops us to do what we love to do in life, what we're meant to do in life, and the meaning of happiness. What does happiness mean to you? Is to be able to do the things that you love to do without hesitation, without the what if. So that was a great reminder. Now, if you're interested in doing level 1, the Napoleon Hill Institute here in Toronto, Canada, it has a coupon. It's called the Think and Grow Rich, and you will be able to take that next Saturday on the 20th for absolutely no cost, which is phenomenal. So if you're listening right now, make sure that you go to the Napoleon Hill, rather to the Think and Grow Rich org, which is here in Canada, in Toronto, and you will be able to take part of this workshop. Also, I have to remind you guys, the Diva, Woman on Fire, is having their gala. So if you would like to nominate an amazing woman, somebody has gone above and beyond and done amazing things and it has never been recognized, Woman on Fire here in Toronto is nominating people, not just in Canada, also in the States, also in Jamaica and different parts of the world. So check out the website for Woman on Fire, which is an amazing. I was able to, every year I cover the event, I cover the gala. I go with my radio show and my TV station, and I cover the event, interview the nominees, and it's just amazing because some of the women has and never thought that for just doing what they think that they're doing, common sense, now they're being nominated and they're getting an award. Try not to forget all my announcements. This is a radio show. We will be playing music right after my guest. We have been submitted. There's a lot of MP3s being submitted to us right now. Alicia Key, she is a Canadian singer-songwriter right from Toronto. And she will be singing, we will be playing her MP3. Also, Andrea Goodman, also from Canada, Rogers from New York, and Sorrentis from LA. So we have a lot of MP3s. Remember when I started playing just one song after the show? We are being bombarded right now with MP3. Guys, I do not mind playing your gospel, your jazz, your rap. I want to remind you that this is a family show and we have kids listening, so it has to be PR rated. That's my only condition. For your submissions, the email is radio@lizt.ca, radio@lizt.ca, CA for Canada. And our sponsors, my goodness, I want to thank you guys for sponsoring my show. This show could not be possible without the support of amazing sponsors. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We are being sponsored right now by naturenova.ca, naturenova.ca. Also, we're being sponsored by Reno. We are also being sponsored by Entrepreneur on a Book. And last but not least, I will be playing the commercials between the shows, between the questions for my guest. I will be right back with a couple of words of my sponsor. I'll be bringing Jim on the line.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by naturenova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Attention retirees! Have low interest rates and the volatile stock market had a negative impact on your retirement income? Are you looking for better returns without taking any risks? You don't have to risk your life savings in the stock market to get a higher after-tax retirement income. Reno Racanelli is an independent annuity advisor. He shops the annuity market for the best rates. Reno is very well informed and experienced. He will share with you the enormous mistakes most seniors make when investing in GICs and bonds. Ask you the five important questions that determine if annuities are right for you. How to protect your retirement income if a company goes bankrupt. He will also tell you why even a 9% rate of return on an annuity is possible. Call Reno today at 416-880-8552 for a free quote or more information. Online, backtobackannuities.com, and get the best annuity rates out there with Reno Racanelli, backtobackannuities.com.
An online phenomenon called Project Breakthrough is taking the internet by storm, allowing average, ordinary people with no prior experience to earn real money online within days. Brand new free video training series. Industry's first true step-by-step video guide. No credit card required. From zero to solid income within days. Even if you're on a budget or have never made a dime online before, learn how to activate 27 passive income streams now. Want to know how? Now visit mysuccessmarketing.com and find out.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
And I'm back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Thank you so much for my sponsors. Again, this show could not be possible without your sponsorship. So we will continue on the show. Today we have Jim. He was born in 1978. 7 years later, he saw Back to the Future. I remember that show. That was, it shocked me too. And I still watch that show with my kids. I feel old when I watch with them. And in Illinois, and he was immediately transformed. Since the late 90s, he has been a freelance film and musician critic. He appears on the WGN radio and many podcasts, produced documentary film, and composed songs for a wide variety of movies. So he's definitely a composer and songs too. He met Patrick. He knew to find a movie-loving podcast partner in crime, and together, so he is a fellow podcaster as well. Together, they created the Directors Club in 1911. Pop Culture Club is a spin-off variety to show his mainly interview based on what Jim tries to talk with artistic. He considers to be monumental important, whether it is by musicians, writers, directors, and actors. And each will have a story to tell about their craft or what accomplishments they've done. So without further ado, let's not keep our guests waiting. So let's welcome with a wonderful warm applause.
Oh, yay.
Hi, welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. Welcome all the way from Chicago. How is the weather in Chicago, Jim?
Oh, not at all. It's an It is an honor to be here, Lizzie. Really, thank you for having me on.
Fantastic. It's my pleasure knowing that you have quite a bit of experience as well in podcasting and radio. That's phenomenal. And so how is the – are you guys getting a lot of snow just as we are – well, actually, we didn't get a lot of snow, but we've been having like the minus 20 to – it feels like minus 30. How is the weather over there?
It's okay. It's not, freezing cold. It's sort of right in the middle. It's about 30 degrees. But it's actually going to warm up. I heard by Friday it could get as high as 60, which is crazy for this time of year. So maybe the groundhog was right. Maybe spring is going to come sooner than we expected.
Well, good for you guys. And I have to tell you that I am kind of jealous because we didn't have a lot of cold this winter here in Canada, but the last 2 weeks, it felt like we've been in winter forever. So let's get started, Jim. And I love your story. I love when you saw the movie Back to the Future. And as soon as I read that, and when I was reading your bio, looking at your website, it took me back to that moment when I was watching that movie as well. It's very impacting for us. So let's ask you, how did you get started into doing the music and the movie? What got you inspired other than Back to the Future?
Yeah, well, definitely Back to the Future was a monumental experience, seeing that in the theater at an impressionable age. That sort of made me fall in love with movies and going to the movie theater in general. And then, of course, my father, he had an extensive, vinyl record collection, where I would just listen to all sorts of things like the Beatles and the Beach Boys and even oddball things like Frank Zappa to where I just naturally gravitated towards music. And that sort of became my outlet. I loved making mixtapes. I loved playing guitar. And then eventually I started playing piano. I played trumpet for a while. So I sort of became like an all around music renaissance man. My great grandfather actually was a composer who toured Europe at one point. So he got around. He had quite the life. Going off of that, I think what led me to pursue some sort of career in the arts was talk radio, of all things, because I actually had heard around 1990. This film critic on the radio, and he immediately appealed to me. He's based out here in Chicago. His name is Nick DiGilio, and he's responsible for me not only becoming a fan of talk radio, but appreciating movies as an art form, looking at them differently, looking at them as more than just entertainment. Around like 1990 is when I just sort of fell in love with the art form of radio and conversations and, sort of hearing people talk passionately about what they love, and obviously the interviewing process as well. So whenever I heard some of my favorite talk show hosts interviewing actors, actresses, writers, musicians, and all that, that sort of really appealed to me too. So it sort of just like became this whole evolution from, falling in love with movies, playing music, and then hearing talk radio and hearing these interviews and things like that, to where eventually, even if it took me 10, 20 years to sort of find my own voice, to sort of adopt podcasting as my next, endeavor, that's sort of what it became. And then around, like you mentioned, Directors Club sort of formed and became kind of a big success for me and my friend Patrick. And that's kind of where I decided to, continue from here on out, is to become sort of a podcast consultant and form my own network.
And that's fantastic. I remember myself watching some of the amazing people actually here in Canada, even back home, and I always looked at them, how they interview, what the questions that they ask, how they ask. And yeah. I had the privilege to interview many people that I looked up to now. And I mean, my dream is to interview Oprah someday and to be like her. Now I have my own, YouTube channel where I do video interviews. But it's amazing how you just get yourself inspired on people and you just want to be like them. And that's really one of the greatest things that I learned here on the weekend too with the Think and Grow Rich Institute is to have that mentor, have that inspiration, see how someone does it and then to follow. I want to be like them. I want to be doing what they do. And, that's how many people are able to succeed. And good for you that you're keeping that dream, that you're able to pursue it. Because a lot of people really, they might try it once, they might try it twice. They might not have the following that they wanted to have. And they think that this is not for them, even though they have that inspiration, they have that dream, that desire in their heart. But, one fallback, one criticism is just, takes them back and they gave up. And good for you for not giving up.
I appreciate that.
What would you say or who would you say that were you able to interview that you had a dream of doing it and all of a sudden here you are, your favorite actor, your favorite musician or someone that you've always looked up to and here you are, you have this opportunity. Question number one, who is this person? And number two, how did it feel?
Wow, I still have a long way to go. There's still a lot of people that, clearly there's a lot of musicians I want to interview. But, fairly recently, I got to interview a power pop musician, a legend back in the early alternative era of MTV, kind of like, in the mid-90s. He was kind of popular for his time, and that's Matthew Sweet. He put out a record in 1992 called Girlfriend, that had a huge influence on me in terms of how I approached songwriting. And he was also inspired by the Beatles, the Beach Boys, and Neil Young, a lot of the same musicians that I was. So I just sent, I sent an email to his publicist and said, hey, I know I'm just starting out here and mm-hmm. with interviewing musicians and everything through podcasting. But, I had a decent resume and some credentials behind me, and obviously I'd been doing Directors Club for about 4 or 5 years at that point. So, there's at least some credentials there. And I got to talk with him for an hour about his songwriting process, what it's like to hang
wow.
out with one of the Beach Boys, what it's like to be around when MTV was, when MTV was cool. And just what it's like to write the kind of music that he does and how he thrives in this day and age. And because, record labels have changed. The music industry has vastly changed. How musicians put out music has vastly changed.
Yes.
So it was
true.
Interesting to talk with him, and it felt like a dream come true because he was somebody that I saw back in 1992, 93, who I immediately wanted to be. He immediately wrote the kind of songs that I wanted to write. And here I was, talking to him and telling him these things to where when he came to Chicago to play a show, he invited me backstage to hang out with him, which was surreal.
No way.
Yeah,
that must have felt awesome.
It was wonderful. He's one of the kindest people I've ever met. My other podcast, Pop Culture Club, is sort of going down that direction, sort of looking for, heroes of mine, people that I look up to and want to talk with and learn about, sort of the behind the scenes of how they've become what they've become. And that feels really good to sort of continue with that and just sort of focus on interviewing and becoming a better interviewer. Because, when you grow up as like an introvert, it's kind of hard to really put yourself out there because a lot of people, are easy at being social and sociable, but I always found it to be a little challenging. However, when it's just you kind of in a room with a microphone, it becomes a little easier. You're able to sort of, realize that like, hey, it's just me and it's just a regular person having a conversation. And what
Absolutely.
I love about podcasts Podcasts are just archived conversations, and they could, and hopefully they'll be there forever and ever and ever for generations to discover at some point. People can listen to it on demand on their phones, and I just love the fact that this sort of revolution has happened.
And that's how exactly how I think. And when I had to transition to the TV Lizzie show, that was completely different. That was completely scary. And because now you're in video, you have to dress up. For women, we have to do makeup. You know, it's still one of the things that I love to overcome. I love to have challenges and fear because that thrives me. Now, I'd like to ask you this question that I find that I ask myself, when you network and you spread yourself around, you basically tell other people what you do. What do? You know, I have a radio show. And then as soon as you say, well, where? Well, I have it on Blog Talk Radio. I have it on, you know, on a podcast. What is the reaction, and what do you think? Do the people, and this is my look of on things, but do you think people look down upon because you're not on a regular radio show? Although I feel that I have a lot more, because of social media, I have a lot more followers than any regular station. And how do you overcome that, you know, people downsizing what you do? Think about that question, and I have to cut for a couple of words to my sponsor, and I'll be right back.
Sure. Sounds good. Thanks.
The Lizzie T Radio Show is brought to you by Alka Total Fitness. Cardio kickboxing classes, nutrition and cardio kickboxing, Alka's 10 free fitness secrets, increased cardio health, better stamina and energy levels, increased muscular development and tone, better flexibility, stress relief, weight loss and weight maintenance. A helpful approach to nutrition. Cardio kickboxing classes, your way to a fun, powerful workout. Contact Alka at 34 Doncaster Avenue, hashtag 6, Thornhill, ONL3T 4S1, 416 565 4962. Book your first workout for free. alkastotalfitness.com.
Have you been looking for ways to make extra money on the internet but failed? Stop spending your days and weeks trying to find income opportunities online. You will find what you were looking for in the new book, Entrepreneur in a Box, a guide to the best ways to make money on the internet. From author Chris Mason, millions of people like you are having trouble just making ends meet. There are ways to earn extra income online. You just need to know where they are. That's where Entrepreneur in a Box comes in. Inside, you will find the best ways to make money on the internet, ways you would never find or even think of on your own, like where to sell your old iPhone for cash, sell those gift cards you got for Christmas or a birthday. Teachers, you can even sell your teaching materials. Learn how to put skills you have to work online or turn your clutter into cash. Entrepreneur in a Box is available on Smashwords, iTunes, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. Order your copy of Entrepreneur in a Box and start making money on the internet.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
My theme song. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are broadcast live today from Toronto, Canada, cold Canada, and minus 20 today. It feels like minus 30. I don't know if you guys know in different parts of the world what that feels like. I was asked the other day, somebody from Brazil asked me, what does it feel like? I don't know. Go to the freezer on the top part. Some of you have just the top part. And then kind of put your hand in there and wait, I don't know, for as long as you can handle. And as soon as you start feeling your hands or the tip of your fingers numb, that's sort of kind of what it feels like all the time when you are outside, your face. So I don't know how else to describe it. We are speaking today right now with Jim, all the way from beautiful Chicago. He's a podcaster. He's a brother of a podcaster himself. And he's had the opportunity to interview pretty amazing people. He is in the movie industry. He has radio show that is called Directors Club, which is very phenomenal. I have to actually have a listen to it. And we're talking about how some people kind of put you down because you are not on a regular radio show. But although it seems like I have more followers than a lot of all the people that have a regular. So what do you feel about that? And I honestly feel proud of what I do. I am so privileged to be able to follow my dream and to do what I love to do. And I assume it's the same thing for you, Jim. But how do you overcome that obstacle that it is sort of like, something that you have to kind of sell, but not really because it sells itself? How do you overcome that obstacle?
Well, like yourself, I am definitely very proud of the success and, the following. And, of course, I'm very appreciative of all the fans and, subscribers to the show. I think different generations kind of have different reactions. I work in an environment with some individuals who don't even own smartphones. So they aren't familiar with the podcast format to where, even if I mention the word podcast, they kind of look at me funny.
That is true. What language are you speaking?
Yeah, exactly. But to tell them that I have a following, based on like this niche idea that I came up with, which is essentially based around my love of movies and film directors, I can sort of talk them into its validity and how it's got importance to it, even if it's not, even if it's not obviously a Marc Maron level audience or, some of the bigger name podcasts out there like The Nerdist or Adam Carolla, I'm never going to get those numbers just because of what I do is to such a specific type of, listener who loves movies and film directors. But, at the same time.
However, Jim, I believe that you shouldn't sell yourself short. You just don't know.
No, I know.
And one of the things that I believe in visualization. I believe in putting it out there. As I mentioned earlier, I'm a huge believer on the Think and Grow Rich book. And whatever you visualize, in my wildest imagination, I thought that this will be such a successful radio show that, having it out there. And I believe that if you believe it too, it you could become bigger than all the biggest name out there.
I do believe in the power of positive thinking, and I'm in general an optimist. I really try to focus on that. It's not always easy in this day and age because there's so much competition. But, when people come to me and asking about podcasting, I just focus on how technology has changed the way we access media, from Kindle books to streaming TV, and now how we access music and interviews in the form of podcasts. It's both exciting and very different now, to where it's not like, we just turn on the radio and we search for something interesting on the radio. It's now we have phones and we have iPads and tablets and all these things to where there's so many options that you can look at it in a way that it's overwhelming, but you can also be really excited to seek out all these different voices and all these different ideas. I think that's the most exciting thing about podcasts is the idea of not only just sharing archived interviews, but people sharing passionate ideas together. That to me is what I love about the best podcasts out there is when people are sharing ideas and having conversations that you would have with a close friend. And you can sort of build relationships with people in that regard. So obviously, it's not like face-to-face interaction and friends that you see on a regular basis. But at the same time, you sort of get to know somebody, in an intimate way. And that's what I kind of love about it as well.
Fantastic. You're listening to the
Lizzie
T Radio Show right now, and we are live with Jim, a fellow podcaster from all the way from beautiful Chicago. And, man, if you have a question for us right now, please call us in 347-996-3926. Don't be shy, guys. You know how I love interaction. At least one call today. One call, that's all I need to make sure you're listening. Or if you're shy, if you don't want to be on our show right now live, it's okay. You can always on my social media, Facebook/LizzieTRadio, or also on Twitter, Instagram. I mean, we're everywhere. And we'll have your questions posted right underneath the radio button that is right now on our social media. And you can click your question, perhaps your comment. Maybe you are interested in being interviewed, if you're a musician, if you're working on a movie, a YouTube movie, it doesn't matter. You could always click and perhaps be interviewed by amazing Jim. Now, Jim, what would you say, how, and this is one of the themes of the Lizzie T Radio Show, tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, which I love for you to leave your information in a little while. What are the, anything new? So what are the plans for the future? How do you see yourself? What do you see yourself doing in the next year? Or do you have workshops? Do you want to teach? And this is one of the things that I do as well. I teach people how to do podcasts. Do you want to teach others seminars, you know, get people together? What are the biggest plans for the future in the podcast industry for yourself?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm very ambitious in that regard. I would love to sort of turn podcast consulting into kind of a career. I mean, it's probably, you know, it may not set the world on fire, but at the same time, I really want to, you know, connect with people in an interpersonal way and have them find their voice if that's what they want to do, if they want to archive their ideas and passions and conversations. That's something that they should have the ability to do, and I would love to teach them that. I mean, I've been so focused on the world of pop culture because it's what I know. I mean, music and movies will always kind of be my true passion. And I've been pretty content to ramble on and on about them and then uploading them into cyberspace. But with the Now Playing Network, what I really kind of did was find other voices out there that I think were strong and entertaining, and I just wanted to help them find their own audience. And that's kind of what I've done with the Now Playing Network, which you know, I'm very proud of. The two shows I have up there, one's a music-based show, one's a movie-based show, and they both are bringing something new to the table. They're both, you know, really unique voices. And in fact, the music podcast, Vinyl Emergency, managed to make its way onto the new and noteworthy section of iTunes on the front page. And he's only put out a few episodes so far. So that is a pretty big accomplishment, and it's an honor for the network and for him, obviously, being a new podcaster. So a lot is happening in that regard. The fact that, you know, I helped a couple of guys out and it's been successful so far only makes me want to do that more for more people. And that's kind of what the goal is for my network. I feel really, really excited about it. I mean, obviously, I would like to branch out. I would definitely like to tackle something outside of movies and music. I mean, I have an interest in, like, neuroscience and psychology and sociology. So it would be really great to find somebody with a PhD who wants to put together a podcast, and I can help them with that. You know, that would be really fun to sort of go outside my comfort zone a little bit and not just have, like, a music and movie-based podcast on the network. So that would be great, too.
And everything is possible. And if you have, now that you've said it, it's out there, it's recorded. Definitely is something that I'm going to keep you accountable for it and remind you, hey, Jim, how are we doing in our plan? And once it's out there, my goodness, you better watch out.
Yeah.
But it's all a good thing. And good for you. Good for you that you're able to help people out there to have their music, to have their movie. And I mean, it's so gratifying, Jim, when you're able to see someone. I remember when I first started, and we're going, you know, a little while ago, I had an author, never spoken before, was never on radio, completely nervous. It made him feel comfortable. Now I'm seeing this author doing workshops. They're going on the third book, fourth book, if I'm not mistaken. I had her here for the very first time, completely shy, not knowing what to say. And she told me it was your show that gave me the confidence to continue on writing more books, public speaking, doing workshop, it was you that gave me that stepping stone for me to be doing greater and better things. And that you have, Jim, you have no idea how that felt. And it's very gratifying. On that note, I want to make sure that people that are listening to us all over the world, if they're interested in promoting their stuff, where can people reach you? Can you please go ahead and we'll give your info?
Sure. They can go to nowplayingnetwork.net. Right now there are four shows there that they can subscribe to and check out, two of which I host, like you mentioned, Director's Club, and the other two I mentioned earlier, one's a music-based and one's a movie-based, that's Vinyl Emergency, and the other is Movie Madness. So I think people can go to nowplayingnetwork.net and sort of drop me a line there, especially if they're interested in letting me hear what they've got in mind in terms of a podcast. I'm open to hearing what if they have an idea for a podcast, I'd like to see it possibly come into fruition. I'm almost open-minded enough to treat the network like a record label. If people want to bring me demos or something, I can listen to it, get back to them, give them feedback, and see if Now Playing is a good fit for their podcast. So, just go to nowplayingnetwork.net, and we can touch base there.
Fantastic. And I also have a link for popculture.net. This is something
also that's right, Pop Culture Club.
Okay, so that is your website for?
Yeah, the popcultureclub.net is basically the home for a sort of a spin-off variety show that, like I said, sort of derived from my success with Directors Club. Pop Culture Club is really just the interview-based podcast that I do kind of on the side whenever I can get an interview lined up. Hopefully some more in the next couple of months are going to be popping up there, including some with tenant musicians. So people can also visit popcultureclub.net for some more interview-based podcasts that I do as well.
Awesome. And I just have placed, everyone, the link on my social media. If you have just missed the spelling or something went wrong, no worries. We have the link on Lizzie T Radio. So Facebook, Lizzie T Radio, will also be on my Twitter, Instagram, and, all my social media, YouTube and all. So you're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are broadcasting live. You just came home or you're pretty much getting your kids, it's 9 o'clock Toronto time, you're getting your kids ready for bedtime because it's not a holiday tomorrow. We're going back to normal. Family Day is over here in Canada, and we had a long weekend for some of us. The teachers decided to have a Friday off, so it was Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Make sure that you get your kids ready for bed. If you listen to us right now, we do have a couple of minutes. The number to call in is 347-996-3926. Our social media is open. I have the link of the radio button right now. If you are just tuned in and you figured, who does Lizzie have today? Well, a handsome fellow all the way from Chicago, which has a very, very, a fellow podcaster. And this is great to be able to interview somebody so amazing like him and talk about what he does. And this is great. I love to interview podcasters because they know how to converse. They know how to talk. I don't have to push questions from them. It's just phenomenal. It makes my job so much easier. So, Jim, the last question that I love to ask, because it looks like we're starting to run out of time. I love your way that you approach the inspiration. Is there a mentor in your life? Is there a coach? Is there somebody that keeps you in track? Well, I will probably now ask you about your goals for the future. Is there somebody that keeps you going? How would you say that person be? It could be your mother. It could be somebody in the family. It could be your fellow podcaster.
Yeah, and it's hard to just pin it down to one person because obviously my late great father, he left me way too young at the age of 52, and it's really hard to process and deal with, but at the same time he imparted so much good and left me with a lot of emotional intelligence and the ability to connect with people in a meaningful way. So my dad, Mike, he is, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the greatest inspiration in my lifetime and always will be. But like I mentioned earlier, Nick DiGilio of WGN Radio is still to this day my favorite talk show radio host because, you know, he sort of just showed me how you can talk about movies in an entertaining way, but also look at them differently as an art form and sort of step back and kind of how people approach paintings and in an art museum, sort of dissect them a little bit and figure out what makes them what they are. So to this day, he's still going strong. He's been doing talk radio since I think 1985, and you know he's
wow.
One of the best. And anyone who you know loves good old fashioned talk radio should be listening to WGN Radio. And it's been an honor to actually guest on his show for the past like 6 weeks or so. I've been reviewing new movies on his radio show so people can check out WGN Radio as well. So, Nick DiGilio and my dad, as well as way too many podcasts that I subscribe to, including one based out of Canada, actually, called Film Junk, which I can't recommend enough. I mean, they get a little goofy and they have some naughty words here and there, but they're a lot of fun and they talk about movies sometimes for 2 hours or more. So I mean, they're also a huge reason why I got into the podcast game. So I can't thank those guys over at FilmJunk.com enough as well. So those are the three big ones that come off the top of my head.
And I love how you talk about your dad and how you were saying that about emotional intelligence about your grandfather. This is beautiful. And I can feel your emotion right now when you talk about them. And even Nick DiGilio, which is, you know, has been doing so many things. I think I've heard of him a long time ago, but I think I have to go back to WGN and have a review of what his show is all about. So do you watch a lot of movies? I mean, you probably are in the theater every day, or how does that go?
Oh, my goodness. I watch way too many movies. I mean, it's sort of come down to a routine of, work a day job, come home, have dinner, and then watch two movies before I go to bed if I can. And that's almost on a daily basis. Because, not only am I having to watch new movies this past 6 weeks, but I also watch movies for Directors Club, in which I talk about one director per episode for that podcast. So, if we're talking about Alfred Hitchcock, I have to watch some of the classics from Alfred Hitchcock, and he's made quite a few movies. So it's not easy to fit everything in. A lot of people often ask, when do I sleep? And, I managed to get in 6 to 7 hours. amazingly so. I managed to, sneak in some sleep here and there. But overall, I couldn't be happier with the way things are going and how my life has turned out. And I do have podcasting to thank that for. So.
Right, right. And I don't know how big of a critic you are of the movie and the actor itself or into the directors and how they decided to. And honestly, this is something that is out of my expertise. I love movies, but I have a certain genre that I love to go by. Jim, I think time is just running by. It was a pleasure and an honor to speak with you and to talk about your career, to talk about your dreams, to talk about how much you love to podcast, how many things that you're involved with, and how amazingly you're generous and giving opportunities to people that some, in a way, if it wasn't for you, they probably wouldn't have this opportunity. This is beautiful. This is amazing. This is great. And I need to applaud you. It doesn't, you're here to serve. We are all here to serve, and you're doing that, and you're doing beautifully. Any last word, my friend?
It's been an absolute pleasure and an honor here as well, Lizzie. You're a great interviewer, and I'm actually going to be subscribing to your podcast now. After speaking with you, so I'm really excited to hear more of of what you do as well. So thanks. This has been an absolute blast to talk with you.
And it's been a pleasure and an honor to have you as well. And all the best in your career. I'm going to keep you accountable for the things that you have just said to me right now. And just to make sure you follow up with it. And that's one of the things that I love to do is to see people going through here and making their life a greater purpose. And that's what you're here for in this life, just to make sure that you follow your greatest purpose and serve the way you were supposed to do. So thank you so much, Jim. It's been a pleasure again.
Thank you.
And say, everyone, don't have a great day. Make it a fantastic day. We'll be right back with the songs that have been submitted to us via our website and MP3. The email, everyone, is radio@lizt.ca, CA for Canada. Radio, because it is a radio show, @lizt.ca. And here we have Alicia Key with, and it's not the Alicia Key, by the way, everyone. It's Alicia Cinnamon from Toronto, Canada, with the song that she has just submitted. And we wish you all the success.
Been worrying all day and waiting for you to call. I've been feeling okay. I gotta know if it's true at all. Oh, you say I'm crazy, but I can't seem to shake what I feel inside. No, you say you love me, but love don't seem to live behind these walls. You got me singing the blues. Baby!
And next up is Rogers from Miami, actually, New York, rather. And the song is called All For Me. Hope you enjoy it.
The writing's on the wall, but I'm about to make that call. Your vibe is so delicious, girl, we about to ride. I can see it in your eyes. Gonna make my move right now. Girl, you stand out from the crowd.
That was a pretty awesome song. Next up is Andrea Goodman. She is from Toronto, Canada, and she was nominated for an award. So congratulations to you. And her name, her song rather, is Fallen. Hope you enjoy, everyone.
I'm disconnecting from the voice that's telling me.
Almost done, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. And in remembering of Valentine's Day for the ones who celebrate Valentine's, we have a song from Cervantes, and he's submitted his MP3. He's all the way from beautiful, beautiful California, the USA. And here's the song. Hope you enjoy it, everyone. Happy Valentine's.
Almost Valentine's Day. I'm wondering out loud, what is love and why? Is it allowed? Love is not for everyone. Love is sometimes elusive. Love can be found. Love can be abusive. If you find love, then you know that love is real, real is love. Love is kind, kind is love. Love is gentle, gentle is love. Love is pure, pure. Thank you. is free. Love can be found. Love, it is all around me.
The end of the show, everyone. I'm so sorry. Time just flies when you're having fun. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening and for watching. Don't forget to tune in on my YouTube channel, Lizzie T. And make sure that if you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T radio show, email us at radio@lizt.ca. Thank you, everyone, and make it a fantastic day.
Lizzie T radio show.